What was so funny about Gunther Mandrake? Well, nothing really, to judge from the faces of the cop and the DA. I'd only heard the name once before, and at the time I assumed it seemed so obvious. Tell us about Gunther Mandrake's childhood, the DA was saying. Now, was that East or West Berlin? You see, sometime the previous week, a TV guy had come into the store, an assistant producer, I think, for a network. You know, one of the real reporters. And while he's looking at the action-adventure section, he mentions that the cops are looking for this guy, Gunther Mandrake. Now, the tone of the TV guy's voice seemed to say that he was in on a secret, and if I was in on it too, we could talk, you know, joke around like insiders. And in fact, I happened to have a damned good idea of just what Gunther Mandrake was. So, in a dead serious tone that I thought was hilarious, I started riffing on the name. Old Gunther, I said. At first, I thought he was phony. I mean, how many black guys do you know with German accents? Never knew his father, some GI, I guess, in Berlin. His mother was a junkie and a whore, of course. Lucky for him, he had that auntie in Hamburg, raised him up proper. He's got some good stories, though. If you find him, get him to tell you who cut off his ring finger. The TV guy laughed. I could tell he got the joke. But now, obviously, the cops didn't get it. The TV guy must have been trading information, as if my joke was a lead. Someone must have misunderstood me, I said to the DA. Gunther Mandrake is a German actor, a Schwarzer. He plays a great part, a trumpet player, well, really a pimp, in Berlin Alexanderplatz in the fifth episode, about 7 hours into the movie. And as I raved on about Fassbinder's lumpenproletarian masterpiece, their eyes drooped with boredom, and I knew I was safe. These guys would never make it through the opening credits of Alexanderplatz, let alone the fifth episode. But we've been told, said the DA, that you rent movies to Gunther Mandrake on a regular basis. Had I said that? I probably had, you know, to make the story plausible. Now, this was the moment when I came very close to telling the truth, or a certain part of the truth. You see, the night before the TV guy came in, I'd been out shooting pool, having a few with Tim, my friend the DA. This was before Samantha's news conference, but the rumors had already started, dark hints circulating through my neighborhood that Vollmer had an accomplice on the Vice Squad. Tim had nothing to do with the case. He'd been transferred to some financial crimes unit. But once, when we lost the table on some guy's lucky eight-ball break, we went to the bar and he told me about the truth serum. You see, the prosecutors were wading through so many fantastic stories that they had decided to concoct their own, just to test people, to discredit unreliable witnesses. Now, Tim hadn't told me the name, but when I heard Gunther Mandrake, what else could I think? But the thing is, I'd already told one lie about a non-existent black German actor, and my joking improvisation would be taken as another, and I wasn't supposed to know about the truth serum in the first place. So Tim would get in trouble if I mentioned his name. So you see, telling the truth was out of the question, which meant I had no choice but to enroll Gunther Mandrake in the porno club. "Well, I don't really rent to him," I said. "You see, we run this discreet, very discreet adult video service. The customers never use their real names. I set up each account under the name of an obscure character actor from some old Hollywood movie, or maybe the star of an obscure foreign film. Morris Karnofsky, Roland Topor, Reginald Gardner, Takashi Shimura, Gustav von Wagenheim. Names like that. Now that you mention it, I think there is an account set up under the name Gunther Mandrake." But naturally, the DA wanted to know who the real guy was. I said I knew nothing about him. Besides, it wasn't his fault. I told him I was the film buff. I was the one who picked the names. But they wouldn't back off. They wanted to know what he looked like. "Oh," I said, "sandy hair, glasses, going a little bald, wears a tie, looks like an office worker, 5'10" or so, 160 pounds, maybe a little taller, or a little shorter," said the cop. "Yeah," I said, "maybe a little shorter, that is." "Does he wear a raincoat?" asked the DA. "When it rains," I said. "Your generic porno customer," said the cop. "Pretty much," I said. "Credit cards, checks?" asked the DA. "No," I said. "That part of the business is all cash." "Look," I told him, "it's clean. Hardcore, but clean. Consenting adults, no violence, no children, and we pay taxes on every penny we take in." "An anonymous pornmeister," said the ruminative DA, leaning back in his chair, "using the name of some black German actor." "That's it," I said. "And the names mean nothing. I flip through my film books." "Still, it's too much of a coincidence for us to ignore. Keep an eye on this guy. Next time he rents from you, get a better description. You going to the store now?" "As a matter of fact," I said. "Good," he said. "I'll send a squad around this afternoon to pick up the record of this guy's rentals. You can do that for us, can't you?" "Of course," I said. "Sure, that's easy."